I'm ready to go. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your recovering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 27th, 2013.
And this is episode 109.
I kind of forgot the month for
a second. I'm about to die over here.
What?
I got an itch right in the back of my throat.
Well, you do have that life insurance policy, so I'm good.
Did you give me some kind of drug before you came back here?
Of course. Why would I ever?
Did you grind up like?
Why would I?
Did you grind up like 10 oxycodone ones?
No, of course not. I would never.
In my smoothie this morning.
I would never do that. That's unheard of. I'm an angel.
Yeah, I know you. You roofie me. I know, cause you good for roofing me. And stuff.
Oh yeah, cause I roofie you on the regular. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, man.
Man, like, some nights you don't even know what happened. You wake up like woof.
I wake up, so I see.
Roofie like Veronica Mars. I wonder how many people get that.
Oh gosh. Don't get me started on Veronica Mars.
Jeff Bronco did ask, is that his Sons of Anarchy shirt? Did you take his gear, babe?
Yeah.
You did say you were going to take it. So.
Nah, I was taking his hoodie. But yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Memorial Day episode of the Valentine Cast. Happy to see you all.
Yep, and we just want to take a moment and Memorial Day, say thank you to our past, present, and future soldiers.
Definitely.
That are out there and serve their country. Patriotic duty. Thank you all for, protecting us and doing what others won't do or not able to do, I guess I should say, or choose not to do. Oh, well. You all get it.
Yes.
But we'll say hello to our live chat room today.
Hey, everyone.
What is going on? Today with us we have Mrs. Sam Manatrix, JK Grammar, Hendo, Bronco Sire, and Mr. Punk Gopher as well.
Everybody's in the room. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is going to be, we're kind of doing a little special show. We debated, tossed going back and forth after the surgery that Renee had last Tuesday if we were going to do a show. And we're going to do a show, but it's going to be loosely formatted. You know, we don't have a lot because...
Not necessarily long.
Yeah, because you spent a lot of time resting.
Yeah, I basically spent a lot of time in bed and not moving and sitting up. And I mean, a podcast is not that interesting when I'm talking about sitting in bed. It's not that...
Right.
Not that interesting. So, right. but we didn't want to not show up and not drop by and say hi because Valentine's show up.
Yeah, that's just how we roll.
We didn't give
y'all a heads up saying, you know, we ain't going to be here next week.
Even though we have done that once in the past. But normally we show up.
Not that Renee's keeping track.
Not that I'm keeping track or anything.
But yeah, so last Tuesday... Around 11 o'clock, we strolled on in to the hospital for Renee to get ready to have her gallbladder removed, which is, you know, it's a routine surgery, but it is surgery.
Is it, like, weird to say that I was excited in a way?
Yeah.
Is it weird?
Yeah, because...
I was a little excited.
Yeah.
In a way. Like, a small part of me was excited.
So, if a dentist could pull your teeth, but... they can put you on the general anesthesia, would you be excited about that?
No.
Really?
Because that's... mouth surgery sucks.
But you
even
be...
worse.
Mouth surgery sucks when you're like in the local anesthesia.
Yes. Mouth surgery...
I'd rather be knocked out.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. I'd rather be knocked out, but I wouldn't be excited about it for some reason. Like, I'm... Well, I think it's because I have been knocked out for...
Right. And two, I think too, thinking about the surgery, you just thought it was pretty cool. They're gonna pull a little.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. They're gonna cut me open and pull an organ out. Yeah, I mean,
they're making you more perfect than you already are. You know,
or less perfect depending on how you view gallbladders.
Right.
But yeah, and I was excited. I was like, cool, I'm going to surgery. I'm going to drink and get general anesthesia. I'm going to go to sleep and then wake up. And that's pretty much what happened. It was weird as heck.
Right.
But yeah, so I didn't want to tell anybody that I was a little excited because people would think I was a little weird. But since I came through it okay, I can say it now.
Right, right.
Then if I said I was excited and then I died and then...
That'd be horrible.
It would be horrible, right?
Then we couldn't do a show.
Then I would not be here.
Everybody would be disappointed.
Because there'd be no more balance.
We didn't tell them last week.
Do you know what?
What?
You would probably get somebody else to play my part on the Valentine cast, wouldn't you?
No, man. I can't do that. Maybe I could. Oh, you know what? I can call up Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo like the psychic or Cleo yeah, like Cleo?
Cleo the psychic.
Oh, okay.
To show up, right? I can call on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll pay for her services, and she would talk to you
through her. Oh,
so I would have Cleo on the show, Miss Cleo.
Okay,
from the psychic 1-800 psychic people, and I'll talk to her.
Or Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost.
Yeah, I could get Whoopi. I need to find me a Whoopi.
Whoopi would be a fun co-host. She's awesome on the
View. Right. So I'll be like. The show just went sideways.
Hey, it's normal behavior. I'm so used to it.
And it's funny because a lot of times I know when your mom and dad and family hear this, they're going to be like, oh, they're so morbid because we tend to joke about it.
I joke about death pretty often. Every time death is brought up, I pretty much joke about it.
Right.
Because it's going to happen when it happens.
Right.
I mean, nothing I say is going to make me die faster or in a certain time or in a certain place.
Well,
so,
unless you work at GameStop.
Right.
And then I bring in two games and say, I need to trade these in. They'd be like, why you have two games? And then I punch them in the neck, then they die.
People don't die from neck punches. I mean, it's a serious injury. Some don't get me wrong. Do
die. Have you watched the Bruce Lee movie?
He didn't do neck punches, though. He did the one-inch punch.
He neck chopped some people before.
That's neck chopping. Chopping is different from punching. I just want to put that
man,
out there.
Man, if the neck chop did that, just think of a big old fist just coming right at you.
So I walked into the hospital. we waited an hour longer. Like, I was sitting in the bed.
Right.
I had two wristbands on. For some reason, they have two little name tag bands on.
Right. You have the one that admits you into the hospital.
Right.
And then you have the one that says,
I'm going to have a surgery.
I'm having surgery.
So then they have to match. I don't know why.
And I love how they, because they have to do this. There's like, you are Renee Valentine, and you're here for what?
Yeah. Like they don't say, are you here for gallbladder surgery? They hear, why are you here? I'm
right.
Like, you know, damn well what I'm here for.
Well, man, I bet you they're protecting themselves because I'm pretty sure somebody goes in and get a colonoscopy and they come out and don't have a gallbladder.
Oh, that'd be...
Then they got to go back in and have a colonoscopy. They go in for a colonoscopy and they're like, why do I have these four cuts on my side?
I know. I thought I was having something different.
Right, right.
But, so, yeah, and they asked me my name and my birth date and why I'm there a billion times.
Yeah.
And I had to sign. I had to sign a couple forms saying that I'm okay with a blood transfusion,
right?
And that they can give me the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sat in a room. They came and put an IV in. It sucked,
right?
And I was just sitting there.
But they gave you some medicine.
Yeah, they gave me some sedation. Yeah, they numbed it up first, and
right.
That hurt, of course. But it hurt like getting your blood drawn hurt.
Right, right.
Have you ever had your put an IV in? Yeah, but actually, I think back, and I said it didn't hurt, because it must not have hurt.
Renee's a wuss.
She
has a very low pain threshold.
This has been established.
And she loves tattoos.
I do. They hurt, like heck, but I love them. So.
And for the live audience, when she's getting a tattoo, this is her face.
Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not a pretty face.
The whole time. I'm just like, she's going to get stuck. her face going to get stuck in that hour she's getting her tattoo, you know?
And I think he laughed. He just laughed.
And you know,
I got it.
And you know, now I feel bad actually.
Aww.
I have to give Hando props on the wristbands.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, you have two wristbands, then you have a bonus set.
Yep.
Armor set. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like She-Ra. I just I just became I was thinking
like World of Warcraft. You know, you get two piece.
Yeah.
You have a two piece bonus, 4 piece bonus.
Yeah. So they finally came in an hour late. Yep. Yeah. And they had given me some sedation.
But you know what? I think they came an hour late on purpose.
Really?
Because they knew that the Xbox reveal was going on during that time. They knew that we were gamers.
Right.
So I think they were like, they wanted Renee to be able to hear all the news.
I know. And the only thing I heard was sports, TV, Call of Duty. That's all I heard. So I was like, meh. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
But it was so funny because I peed before I went to the hospital. And the guy, I didn't know they were going to ask me for a urine sample. I was like, oh, crap.
They want to make sure you're not pregnant.
So, yeah. And I was like, I guarantee you I'm not pregnant. They're like, but we have to be sure.
They're like, miracles happen.
I was like, miracles don't happen. But okay. So I kept trying.
Y'all working miracles around here?
They were like, we're going to take some blood if you can't pee. And then she tried to take my blood, and she got like a tiny bit. And I was like,
not enough.
I was like, I'm so tired of getting stuck. Yeah, she got like not even a quarter of a vial.
It was horrible.
So I was like, crap. So I eventually went and peed. I was like, thank you. I'm tired of getting stuck.
And this is foreshadowing that we're talking about her inability to pee.
Yeah, this is foreshadowing.
This is foreshadowing also. Keep that in the back in your back pocket.
I can't pee on command very well.
So keep that in your back pocket for a second.
Things got a little woozy. The surgeon came in and all that stuff. I got a little woozy. And they finally came to get me. I think they gave me something stronger. I swear they gave me something stronger towards the end because I don't remember.
You're talking about before you went in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came in and gave you something
stronger than what they gave you before?
Right, right. They came in to get you primed. And that's when you started getting woozy. That's why you could barely remember what happened once you went in.
Yeah, so I remember Jay giving me a kiss.
Right.
And the next thing I remember is
I mean, who's going to forget getting a kiss from me? That's Bronco.
That's something I can't.
That's Bronco.
That's something I can't. Yeah,
Bronco, I give the great
Jeff
kisses.
Jeff knows about Jay's kisses. And Reggie kisses.
Reggie does too.
Reggie and Jay give the best kisses. And Jeff knows all about
that. Right.
So the next thing I remember is getting onto the gurney, the surgery table, from the surgery bed.
Right.
So I did that. And I remember laying down. And then I remember seeing a big old surgery lights above me,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And next thing I know, I'm waking up in pain.
Yep.
I'm in the recovery room. I was there for 2 hours, Jay told me.
Yep.
Which is crazy. Were you there for like half an hour?
No, I was there for, I was probably there for an hour.
I was thrashing in pain.
Yep.
And they had given me the maximum amount of morphine they can give.
They did.
And I was still in pain. So that tells you where my pain threshold is. Mm-hmm. They could have gave me more, but I think it's against the law or something. Or against their ethics.
Yeah, they couldn't give you more than 10 milligrams of morphine.
They could have, but they decided not to.
They gave you the max.
They could have. I mean, they could have. If they really wanted to, they could have.
No, they gave you the max, Renee.
There's no max. They could just keep pumping it in.
No, they can't keep pumping it.
Anyway. Anyway,
you was high, Renee. I was talking to the lady. Come on now. Let's get this right. Don't argue with me. And you was high. And you don't remember what was going on.
Oh, wow. Anyway, so then I remember them discharging me.
Because
I remember vaguely people talking about, you know, what I need to do afterwards.
Right.
And
you vaguely remember. That's why I was there. Now, how are you going to argue with me about the morphine thing?
And, no, I do remember her saying we gave you the max amount. I do remember her saying that.
But she felt sorry for you.
I didn't hear that part.
She didn't say, I feel sorry for her. But she said, what I'm going to try to do, if you're in pain right before you leave, we're going to try to get you a pill, an oxycodone pill, before you left.
I didn't hear that
and
part.
You only could take, you had to take it right before you walked out.
Did I take it?
No, they didn't give it to you.
Oh.
Because
I calmed down?
You were fine. Yeah, you were calmed down.
Oh.
So they was like, we can't give her anymore. I mean, because with the whole So, you know, crackhead.
I'm a wuss.
And everything.
I'm a wuss when it comes to pain, apparently.
Man.
So the next thing I remember, Jay stopped a billion places before he took me home. I remember because he said, babe, just one more place.
Yeah.
Hold on. So, just one more place. But, and I do remember that.
Yep.
And then I remember being at home and I was asleep.
I got there. We got to the hospital. From my side, they came and got Renee and they said, you know, surgery's going to take it like an hour, you know. And I thought I was going to be able to go get something to eat while she, you know, be able to go grab something real quick. So they took Renee out, and I go out and see Mr. and Mrs. Crocker. I did have like a pack of graham crackers and a Diet Coke, and I can't remember if I ate breakfast that morning or not. I don't know. But anyway, so they take her in. It's 2 o'clock. Mr. Crocker comes back with a big old cup of soda and everything, and it was like from the cafeteria. And I was like, well, I'm going to go down and grab a pizza real quick. He was like, they closed at 2. It was 2:20. I'm like, really? Oh, damn.
Oh, that sucks.
You know?
I wish they had told you that.
Yeah, so but I didn't get to go down there. And then I was like, because I was back there and I had to really use the bathroom, but I was trying to get everything together. Then I walked up to the lady and said, where's the restroom at? And then as soon as I walked from the desk to the restroom, right when I got to the restroom door, Dr. Darrell comes out. And he's like, Dr. Darnell, he's like, I'm done. I was like, what? What? You're done?
Did he really say I'm done?
He was like, she's like, she's out of surgery. I'm done. I'm done. Quick. It was like, I mean, it took them like, did they say 26 minutes from the time you were out?
Surgery.
They was like, slip, 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 slip.
Man, I'm good. Yep. I'm good. That is all me. I should get credit for that.
Yeah.
So, So then you stayed.
Yeah, I stayed because I knew they were going to be calling me back soon, but it was like another.
You peed.
I did go pee.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I did go pee. But no, he didn't take me back then.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I want to see Renee in a week, yada, yada, yada. They'll be calling you back. They're bringing her out. So, you know, about 30 minutes later, they call me back. I go back and, you know, then we continue the story where Renee was.
Were you like sad when you saw me thrashing in pain?
I didn't see you thrashing, and I'm glad.
Oh, you didn't.
I did not see you thrashing.
I remember thrashing and moaning. I do remember moaning.
Well, you were moaning.
Okay.
And everything.
I remember thrashing a little.
But I didn't see the thrashing, which I'm glad it didn't bring me back, because when I came back and saw you recovering from being under, it was kind of, you know.
Was it like weird? Was it like going asleep and then coming back?
When I walked up, it was like you were sleeping and you said, Jay.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Like, seriously?
You did.
I'm glad I said your name to anybody else's. Woo, that would have been horrible.
You said, Jay. And you said.
Did I see you before I said it? Oh.
No, you look, your eyes were closed. You said, Jay, it hurts so bad. And I'm like, I know, babe, I know. And I'm sitting there holding your hand. And I'm sitting, I was like, you know, and I'm sitting there like, I can't do anything. And then you drift off for a minute and you come up and say, Jay, they took my gallbladder out.
I didn't say that.
Renee, you did. And so the last time we went in.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
The last time we went in. That we went to the emergency room.
Right.
And you said you wished I had recorded.
Yeah.
You on the drugs, right?
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
I wish you had.
That I couldn't record you.
We might never get this opportunity again.
I couldn't do it, Renee. I mean, that was.
It would have been for me only. Nobody else would have seen it but me.
I don't know, babe.
Crap.
But.
You had one job.
But you were in so much pain.
One job.
You were in so much pain, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
I'm going to do it to you. If you go on. Sorry. I'm so going to take video of you.
Anyway, so then. But no, you say that. I walked in saying that I would do that.
But you wussed out.
But I wussed out because I had pity on your ass.
Right. So he finally took me home.
So I finally took her home after getting something to eat. Well, one, we had to get your medicine. Took your medicine there. Uh-huh. They said it's going to be 30 minutes. Or I could have got it the next day. So you want your ass in pain or not? No. So, and your ass was asleep the whole damn time.
No. I kept waking up. Cause I remember we were in the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Were we or were we not in a drive-thru?
At the drugstore.
Yeah. And then we were at a drive-thru at the fast food place.
No, we weren't.
Okay. I think we did.
I walked into what's that place called? Moe's.
You left me?
I left you a couple of times in there. I had to go in get you. I had to go in and get you some chicken broth because you couldn't have. We didn't have chicken broth here.
That's true.
I had to get chicken broth, so I had to lock you in the car to go get it. I had to go. Had to drop your medicine off. After I dropped the medicine off, I had to come here to the house, let Toby and Sammy out, and then go back to and pick up the medicine. And then I got.
Did I go with you when you went back?
Yeah, cause I.
Oh, you just left me in the car.
I left you in the car with the AC running and the window down.
This is so funny.
So I guess y'all can see now we didn't talk about the aftermath.
What?
About what happened after the surgery.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
You and I.
Oh, yeah. We didn't really talk about a whole lot. But so then we were at home and I was in the bed.
Right.
And I kept having to pee. Like I kept getting the urge to pee. So I would go try to pee, and you know it hurt getting out of bed, you know,
right,
and it hurt sitting on the toilet. So I was like, oh, I can't pee. I would try.
You felt like you had to pee.
Yeah, I felt like I had to pee. Like it got so bad, it was painful.
Right,
I needed to pee, but I couldn't pee.
So we're like, you know, I was like, Renee, it's the meds, blah blah blah. You know, it'll come. Just give it some time. But then I was like, you know what? Let me look this up. You know, so go to the handy dandy internet. And first thing they say, you're going to die. It's the first thing they say.
You can't pee, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
That's what it basically said.
But it was the general anesthesia and stuff like that. Called the doctor real quick because I didn't want to call him late at night.
Right.
So I called him. It was like 9 o'clock. I was like, yo, man, she can't pee, blah, blah, blah. What do we do? I also told him, I said, I looked up on the internet. And you know, of course, the first thing they say is she's going to die. So he was like, well, there's two things you can do. You either go in, get a catheter. You know, emergency room, it's an ER visit. Right. Go in, get a catheter. Or, he was like, this may sound weird. Run just enough water, warm water in the tub. Have her sit in it. And have her urinate in it. And Renee has a thing where she does not like taking baths.
Because as soon as you put your foot in the water,
right.
The water is instantly dirty.
Right.
So you are sitting in dirty water.
Right.
And that is not okay with me.
And as the doctor was telling me this, I was like, oh, no, dog, I can't. But then, so I got off the phone. I was like, Renee. She was like, what? I was like, you have two choices. I was like, you need to go get emergency room, get a catheter. Okay? She was like, I don't want to go to emergency room.
No, I just want to get a catheter.
Yeah, you was like, right.
I'm pretty sure that pretty much sucks. Well, so
I mean, stick a tube up your urinate. Yeah. Anyway, and then the next thing was I fill up a tub, warm water, and sit in it. You was like, oh, no. Then you was like, well, let me try one more time.
Yeah, I was like, I got to try one more time because neither of these options sound viable to me at all.
Right.
So
she was successful. We didn't have to.
Oh, and I was like, please, 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 please. And then when I started paying, I was like, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I cheered. It was funny.
Yep. So that was Tuesday night. And then Wednesday and Thursday was a lot of relaxing for Renee. She had a walk and everything and was just doing the whole recouping.
Yeah, it was fine.
She was doing the whole recouping. I was working from home, you know, making sure she was taken care of and everything. And we had family come by. People would call. And
I got flowers from my work, which is awesome.
Yep. I got her some flowers.
You did.
For free.
You didn't do it for me, though. But
yeah, I did.
Okay.
I would have got the dog on calla lilies if I wanted for myself. But so yeah, she's been recovering well. She went for a short walk today.
Yeah, I walked outside walked outside for the first time.
So it's been almost a week.
Yeah. So and I feel almost 100% actually, which is odd. The only thing, if I breathe in deep, it hurts.
No, you're not 100% because you're still walking like grandma.
I am not walking like grandma as much anymore.
You walk like grandma every now and then.
Every now and then.
But that's not 100%.
And then when I laugh, it hurts in my shoulders.
That's not 100%.
So, and being around Jay, he makes me laugh all the time. So I'm always pressing him like, ow, ow.
Right.
Well, so, cool. but overall, I'm good. I mean, I have cuts in my side and going to the doctor tomorrow to see if I'm good to go to work tomorrow.
Yep. All right, well, cool.
But yeah, so yeah, so that's our long intro we just had.
Well, that was our weekend wrap up and everything else. So yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so we went to go watch the Darwin Awards today.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it was removed from Netflix.
Not our fault.
Come to find out, even though this was an MGM movie, we did find out that Viacom removed a lot of movies from a lot of shows and stuff like that from Netflix. One being Jersey Shore.
Oh, no. So, hold on. I think I need a moment.
Yep, Renee need a moment.
I'm better, I guess. That's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I need to find out if it's possible where to find it at, because I can't not find out what happens with the trashy.
You can go
Jersey.
Get it from Willy Wonka movie video rental.
No.
You don't want to pay for
it? It's called Wild and Woolly Video.
You don't want to pay for it?
I don't want to pay for it.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes, Aaron, I call it Willy Wonka Video.
It's Wild and Woolly Video. And no, I'm not going to pay you for trashiness.
Yeah.
But I do want to know what happened. So.
Oh, man. See, Aaron grilling. He asked me, was anybody grilling? And I asked him, was he grilling? He ain't answering me back. So I see how it is.
That's because he was busy grilling.
Yeah, he didn't want me coming all his goods.
Hey, it's not his fault you didn't get anything grilled.
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's true. So we didn't watch the Darwin Awards, but I will say, with everyone, like from the Black Astronauts podcast to the Crockers to my family, everybody watching Scandal. So
everybody in my family.
Everybody watching Scandal except for Jay and Renee. So what do? We started watching Scandal. So we're halfway through season 2 now, so we have 11 more shows to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, and I didn't think I would like it as much as I do. It's very, like, this stuff would never happen in real life. You can't convince me it would. But it's a cool little fantasy thing.
Right.
So, right. So I like it a lot. Kerry Washington, she's gorgeous. She can never look ugly in that show.
Yes, she can, man. She makes some faces that crack me up. And let me go ahead and clarify for Aaron. Aaron is not watching Scandal. So I'll just throw that out there.
He should, because Kerry Washington's adorable, cute, gorgeous, sexy, all that. She's a little skinny for my taste, but, you know, she's super cute.
Right.
So Scandal is coming on ABC.
Right.
It also stars some other people. I can't remember anybody.
The evil dude from Ghost is the president.
Yes, the evil dude. So if you can get over your prejudice against him for being the villain in Ghost, then you'll be good to go.
Right. Because you know you can't be messing with Whoopi. Because Whoopi going to be on my show if Renee die.
Yeah, so don't be messing with Whoopi. So
that's how I'm going to talk to Renee.
So we should finish up Scandal this week. And yep. We are not doing a Movies by Chance.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why. We want to kind of catch up on it. Our DVR in the back is at 0. And once we finish Scandal, I think we're going to work on the one up front. I may just go ahead and say, babe, just watch all the Dallas you want. You know,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Our back DVR hasn't been at 0 in so long.
Yep. So
it's crazy. Awesome.
Yep. And then yesterday, while we were over at the Crockers having the family dinner, afterwards, a movie was put on. It was called Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah, and I'd heard of it.
Okay.
But I had never seen it. Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
She played Hermione in the Harry Potter movies.
Hermione. I'll let you talk about it, because apparently there's a book that you all read before.
I hadn't read the book.
But
so they had, I don't even know.
I thought
they
it was a teenage
it.
Angst movie, so I really didn't pay attention.
It wasn't an angst. I didn't think it was an angst movie, but it was about this dude. He's a loner, and he's doing a new, and he's going to a new school because he's going to high school for the first time.
Right.
And he finds a group of people that embrace him and didn't think that he would find anyone. So it's a more about teenage awkwardness, and I don't know.
And how mean teenagers are,
and how mean teenagers can be. Which, I mean, I still don't think some teenagers are that mean
but,
on
the
face.
But the movie was based in the '80s, also.
Yeah, it was based in the '80s.
So
I never had anybody with mean that mean to me.
Well, but, babe, you were younger than he was. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, when I was in high school, I didn't have anybody that mean to me.
Honestly, though, some of the stuff coming up now, some of the stuff that gets done in school when we were in school, mm-hmm. well, when I was in school, will be considered bullying.
Mm-hmm.
More so now, because, I mean, we had the whole mama jokes, you right. know, fat jokes, all those jokes. I mean, that was one of the things. I mean, you had to be able to, you know, spit the dozens.
But in the movie, they were talking about him. Like, they were coming down on him.
Yeah, they were coming down on him. I mean,
wrong.
But,
sad.
I mean, but, yeah, I don't think it I think back then, a lot of stuff was bullying, but mm-hmm. it didn't call out. You were weak if you didn't, you know, you were a wuss if you didn't
right.
take it or whatever, or if you cried out or whatever. So, but yeah, that was that. I was in and out of the movie, personally.
I was in it. It was sad.
Yeah, I mean, I got all the sadness and stuff. I got all the sadness and stuff. And then also... on Tuesday, not only did Renee have surgery, but Daft Punk's album, Random Access Memories, came out.
That's more important than my surgery.
No, it's not. But you'll be able to say Random Access Memories, which is one of the best albums that I have not stopped listening to, came out. And we actually have it. We didn't get it day of. I actually bought the CD from Amazon and got the free MP3s because it was cheaper. So, but yeah, Daft Punk's Random Access Memories, pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
It is.
Yeah, I really like.
I've always been a fan of Daft Punk.
Yeah, yeah. So I was really looking forward to this album and everything else. So, do you have anything else in media you want to talk about?
No. I mean, I played some Ni No Kuni this week.
Uh huh.
And that was cool. Played a little bit of Neverwinter, but it was played a ton of BioShock actually.
You did.
Remember, I almost got done with BioShock.
Oh, that's when I was in here working.
BioShock 2. I played a lot of BioShock 2, so
right.
I'm getting close to the end. I could feel it.
Well, you said it already.
Well, I feel it a lot this time.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Oh.
Oh, the Xbox One.
Oh, thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so just real quick on the Xbox One.
Yeah, because
like
there's
I
not
said,
much to say.
Like I said, we were in the surgery, in the surgeries, and pretty much... We kind of said it earlier, but here's my review, or here's my recap of the Xbox One reveal. Sports, 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 television, 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 sports, Call of Duty, Call of Duty, and in this Call of Duty, you will have a dog. Xbox Home.
That's about it. They talked about TV.
Right, right.
More than I could ever imagine. I
right.
was like, I don't want a media center.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
I want games. That's what I want my Xbox to be. The first Xbox was about games.
And everybody's saying, well, not everybody. A lot of the Xbox fanboys are saying, E3's around the corner. Well, you know what? I don't care if E3's around the corner. We want to hear what you got now.
Yeah, and fine. If they talk about amazing games and amazing stuff they're doing for games after E3, fine.
They're going to be overshadowed by everybody else talking about amazing games.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like this could have been their moment to shine, but no. They want to talk about sports, TV, and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just think they don't have shit. I mean, that just really, you know...
And so now I'm leaning toward a PS4.
I mean, we've always been at the PS4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But more so now.
But yeah. But if they come back, I'll think about it. I have to see their exclusive games, I guess.
I have enough media PCs and media boxes here at my house. I don't need a damn Xbox media box. I have one called a home theater PC.
This is true.
You know, it has HDMI pass through. I don't give a damn what games you got. You know what I'm saying?
Like show me what game. I care about your games.
Right, right.
I don't care nothing about what else you can give me.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump to a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
So with recovery and everything else, we've been kind of keeping the meals light and everything else. So we don't have any new meals that we tried this week. But we have some new items that we will be trying that I got from Costco. So definitely be talking about that. So this week is week 46 of weight loss. This past week, I lost 1.6 pounds, and I am down 100.6 pounds.
Yay! So, congratulations, babe.
Yep. And Renee says she maintained, but I think she probably lost a little bit.
I mean, I lost a little bit. I mean, because I know. Couldn't eat like I
like
normally
you could.
Eat.
I know. I
lost
know.
A little bit.
She lost a little
Can
bit.
Can you, like, do I look smaller or something?
Yes.
Do I really?
Your arms look small. They look Kerry Washington small.
They do not. Whatever.
So, but yeah, so that happened. I passed the century mark of weight loss.
That's amazing, and yep. I'm very proud of you. And yep. Just keep on keeping on because it's awesome.
So our grand total weight loss for all of us, for you and I, is 186.2.
Oh, so close to 200.
Yep.
Maybe if I had been bigger at the start, I would still be losing. I could contribute a little more.
Ah, babe, you're fine. You're perfectly fine. I got a little something here I want to talk about.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it right here.
Podcast of the week.
Haven't done one of these in a long time. And this kind of came up last week after the show when I, you know, if you listen to last show, I prank called Mr. J.K. Grammer. And then as I called him, I noticed his profile picture in Skype. And it said something like 10 Forward Podcast. And I was like, J.K., what's this damn 10 Forward Podcast thing? Is that like you a fan of it or something like that? He was like, no, that's a podcast that I do with a couple of my friends. It's about Star Trek and stuff.
Trek. You better say Trek because you know how people get about
what
that.
What I say?
Star Trek.
People,
damn it. People get a little
I'm not a
tricky.
I'm not a tracky. But nah. So he has a podcast out there, 10forwardpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
And him, Lance, and Richard, they sit down. You know what I'm saying? A couple of guys talking Star Trek and comics and all types of shenanigans. And I was like, dude, why did you not tell me you did a podcast? And he was like, well, man, you know, I didn't want you to think I was trying to call in a favor, man.
Is that your...
Yeah, that's how he talks on the phone.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, man, I didn't want to bother you, and I just, you know, really enjoy your podcast and everything. I really enjoy you and Renee and everything. And then I look on his website, and along the side there, he has his podcast. You know, roll call of podcast they pimping. I look through the list. Sure enough, our podcast there. I'm like, what the hell, man? Why you got my podcast on there pimping me out and I'm not doing it back, you know? And so I got to give him a little grief, but I will say, you know, check out his podcast, 10 Forward Podcast. You can see him at 10forwardpodcast.com and I highly recommend it. And,
yeah.
You know.
So it's awesome.
And I called you out, JK.
Yeah. And if you all want to let everybody know about a podcast you're doing, definitely write in or call or whatever you want to do. And because we like getting the podcast community in like one central place. It's kind of nice.
And like I've told you, I mean, I'm just saying, and he had some questions that y'all was like, dude, why didn't you ask me? I would have helped you and stuff like that. I mean, us podcasters have to stick together.
He's too humble. That's
if folk need help, if you're trying to do a podcast, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do it for you, but I'm not going
to. Well, if you pay him something.
I don't have time for that.
All right.
That's a lot of, you know. But I will say, if you have questions and stuff like that, don't hesitate to ask. And plus, I'm not the know-it-all. You know what I'm saying? I'll admit that.
That's gotcha.
But I will say that we can get down and dirty and figure it out together because that's what we all supposed to do as human beings. You know what I'm saying? We all stick together and help each other out. Ain't no crab syndrome going on up in here. Oh, yeah.
What?
We didn't even talk about Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, we didn't. I'll add that on. All right.
But
continue.
Yeah, so check out 10 Forward Podcast. And then we're going to give a quick shout out birthday to Hypnotoad.
Happy birthday,
Tomorrow. From the Addicted Podcast. Tomorrow is his birthday. And actually, where he resides, I think his birthday is already here.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I think if he's in his home,
I don't know.
Hometown.
Is it Ireland? I think it's Ireland.
He is. It's his podcast.
Yeah. So happy birthday now, maybe.
Yep.
Possibly.
Yep. So, and then also, we have a voicemail.
Shut up.
Yes, we do.
I like surprises.
All right. So here we go. We got a little voicemail here. Let's see who it is.
Hi, this is Aprilian from Control Alt Wow. You got Turkish Delight? Oh, well, I guess I'm not jealous. I only got two kinds of Tim Tam. But I guess it's because there are more Valentines than there are me. Thanks, Lita. You're wonderful. And thank you, guys. Enjoying the show, as always. Love you both. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Aprilian.
See, I love, learning when people listen, because I think she probably told me she listened before, but when people say they listen, I think they hear one or two and then stop listening.
Right.
That's what I interpret.
Of course.
But it's awesome that,
and
you
that's
know,
fine if they
makes,
do.
Makes me feel happy.
Yep. So that was
they like me. They really, really like
yep.
me.
So that was Aprilian from the Control Alt Wild podcast. And you know, if you're playing WoW or if you just love listening to podcasts, I say go check them out. All four of the co-hosts, have, accents that are not normal because you have Australia.
Yeah, right.
You have English.
Right.
You have Northeastern.
Yeah.
And then you have Tedra.
Tedra. Does she have an accent?
Nah, not really. But, she has the American accent. So there's people that don't live in America that don't have it. So she would have the accent. So there
you
go. Bam.
If you say that, every person in the entire world has an accent.
That is correct. Everyone does have an accent, Renee.
So I'm not understanding what your point is.
Go listen to the podcast if you want to. But Aprilian was, she helped us out. One of the folks that helped us start out as well. Her and Jeppy. And, one of the biggest advice that she gave us during the podcast was that do it to have fun.
Definitely.
And that's a general thing that we always hear. Do it to have fun. When you stop having fun and you stop loving what you're doing, then that's when you should stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still loving doing this. We still love talking with you guys and sharing our lives with you all, giving us the opportunity to record, our lives so that we can go back and listen as well and laugh over memories. So I think this is going to be a show, Renee.
Yeah, it's a show. It's kind of cool. It's nice, concise show.
Yeah, we just want to throw a little bit out there for you all, just to let you all know that Renee's doing well.
Yeah, I'm pretty much back to normal. So
So if folks want to contact us, like Aprilian, Renee will give you the number.
I will.
But but if you want to email us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is...
It is facebook.com/valentinecast. If you want to call and leave a voicemail, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And video of our past performances can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's TheCaoBoy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Yeah. So, thank you all for listening. Thank you, chat room.
Thank you for being here.
For being
we really
here.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely love having you guys and gals here to sharing this madness with us. But I think we're going to go get some dinner. Go get some dinner and everything. I might get us the celebratory Sunday.
I want some.
You can have some.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want a whole one.
Yep. Yeah, I think I'm going to get me a Sunday to celebrate my going over century.
Okay.
Maybe.
Aaron called you J-J-A-Y.
Man, we had
to talk. Aaron.
You know what? I'm starting to get used to people just saying J-A-Y.
I mean, because, granted, it's a little unusual for just the letter J.
Right, I know.
So, and J sounds exactly the same as J-A-Y.
I know,
so
I know.
Aaron, I'm sorry for giving you crap.
I'd rather people say J and then call me J-J.
Really?
Sometimes J-J sounds weird a little bit.
Scott calls you J-J.
He does.
Brian calls you J-J.
Yeah, he does.
A lot of people call you JJ. Yes.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people call you JJ.
I always hear J. I hear J, and I'm like, there. What?
You just totally forget the second J. Is what you say?
Yeah. So, you all have a great week. If you haven't listened to the Daft Punk album, I encourage you. I implore you. Go listen. Listen to it,
dude.
Awesome. It's not 70s porn music.
It is not. I've heard that. It is so. Apparently, they haven't watched any 70s porn. That's
all. Somebody was an expert and said it was. Apparently, I don't know. We need to. Hey, Aaron, can you ask the who's that? Was it Feek? Not Feek. Who did the
Rock?
Was it Rock? Who did the study on porn?
Porn. Oh gosh.
Feek, Rock.
Ice cream.
Oh, all right. But yeah, ask him if that's 70s porn. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Talk to you later. Bye. Are you going to say bye?
Bye, everybody. Sorry.
Say boobs.